Who am I?
我是谁?
Why am I here?
我为什么在这里?
Where am I going?
我到哪里去?
These are the big questions that everyone wants an answer to.
这是我们每一个人所想要回答的问题。
Now, it's the opinion of many in our world today that these questions don't have an answer.
一般的人在现在的社会认为这些问题都没有答案。
It's an entertaining question that you can occupy yourselves with. You can talk about it forever without really coming into any real conclusions.
所以我们可以谈来谈去谈这些问题，永远得不到一个真正的结论。
But I'm here today to tell you there are answers to those questions.
可是我今天在这里可以为这些找到答案。
Now, a complete answer would take more time than we have today.
当然，假如要完完全全的回答，我们今天时间不够。
But today, what we can do is suggest one part of the answer to those questions.
我们今天可以把一部分的答案讲出来。
One way we take the meaning of our lives, and we figure out how that matters is by fitting it into what is happening in the world generally.
有一个方法要看我们生命的意义，也就是说，怎么样把我们生命活在现在这个环境当中。
Now, if you think the world got here by chance,
假如你认为这个世界是偶然所产生的
，If you think that the way the world works is simply an accident.
假如你认为世上一切的行律都是没有意义的就发生了。
Then there really is no answer to the question, what does my life mean?
这样子的话我们的生命的意义就没有答案。
All of us are thinking people. We would like to our lives to mean something.
我们每一个人都有思想，我们希望我们的生命有点意义。
But if the world is a big cosmic accident, it doesn't think that way.
假如整个的世界只是因为意外而发生的话，那么就没有道理了。
Instead, it's just all random, and we can invent whatever meaning we would like our lives to be like.
这样子的话，我们认为我们自己生命有什么意义，我们就可以自己来决定。
That's not a Christian way of looking at the world.
这不是基督徒。看世界的方法。
We don't live in a world that got here by accident.
我们活在这个世界上不是意外的。
The world got here because God made it.
这世界之所以能够存在是神所创造的。
And because God made the world,
因为神创造了世界。
God thinks he does not create things just by accident.
神有他的思想，他总不是因着意外而创造一切。
The world has a purpose and a meaning.
所以这个世界有它的目的，有它的意义。
And if the world has a meaning, then our tiny spot in it also has a meaning.
假如世界有意义的话，我们虽然很渺小，我们也有意义。
Not only does our lives have meaning because God made it, but Christianity.Is also a historical religion.
不仅仅我们的生命因为是神所创造有意义，我们也知道基督教是一个历史上的事实。
The heart of it is about the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
这个中心就是耶稣基督的复活。
That happened on one particular day in the first century AD.
那个在公元第一世纪有一天所发生的。
It didn't happen in the nebulous past. It happened at a specific point in history.
也不是在很久以前莫名其妙的发生了，而是有一天正正确确的发生了。
And if there's no resurrection, there is no Christianity.
假如没有复活的话，就不会有基督教。
Consequently, what I want to do today is to provide you a biblical view of history.
所以我今天要让你们从圣经里面来看历史。
And by that, by history, I don't mean a long list of dates and places that nobody cares about.
我说的历史并不是大家不关心的一些年代而已。
By history, I mean the story of the universe, including yours.
所以我讲的历史是这个宇宙的存在，包括你自己。
I mean understanding what all of this happening is happening for.
我们要知道这些所发生的事情是为什么发生的。
And our lives have take on the meaning we understand the meaning of the world to be.
我们的生命的意义是我们要认为这个世界的意义在哪里。
Let's pause for a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Father,
Heavenly Father, 天父啊。
I thank you that you are a God of power, of grace, and of love.
我谢谢你，因为你是权力跟目标的父。
I pray that you would give me wisdom as the speaker today.
我求你今天在这里给我有智慧，能够说。
That I may preach better than I may know that I know how.
让我能够比我自己的所说的要好，要说的明白。
Give understanding to those who hear.
假如我能够明白。
Lord, that your word may go out and may be effective and may change lives.
这样你的话语可以出去，可以改变人的生命。
And this I pray, in Jesus' name.
我靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。
So, our subject is that we understand the history by our lives by fitting it into the way we see history, the way we see what's happening.
所以我们的主题是了解我们的生命，从这个现在世界所发生的事情里面来了解。
So today I want to talk about four principles that govern what is happening in the world, what has happened in the past, what continues to happen, and what will happen in the future.
所以我要谈到有四个原则来决定这世界上所发生的事情，过去发生的，现在发生的，跟未来发生的。
Now to explain these principles, we're going to be all over the Bible.
我们要谈这四个原则，我们要从圣经里面不同的地方来找。
So we're not going to need any one passage for very long.
所以我们不会只查哪一段经节。
And the first principle I want to tell you about is that God manages his world to demonstrate his glory to everyone.
所以神，我告诉第一个原则，神管理这个宇宙，目的是让他自己得荣耀。
Now, I'm talking today to a group of intelligent people.
我今天跟一些有智慧的人讨论。
So, it's not going to come any surprise to you that the world doesn't revolve around you.
所以对你来说应该不是一个新奇，如果说世界不是只你自己有。
Rather, the whole universe revolves around God.
可是呢，这整个的宇宙都是围绕着神的。
And everything that happens, God is using for his own glory.
每一件发生的事情都是神为他自己的荣耀所使用的。
And in somehow and in some way, the lives of every single human being will demonstrate God's glory.
所以每一个人的生命，不论在什么场合，都是彰显了神的荣耀。
God will glorify himself through righteous people, for one thing.
神要借助义人来彰显他的荣耀。
Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
We understand that righteous people don't become righteous by doing enough good things.
我们知道义人并不是因为做某些事情成为义人。
No one can do enough good things to become righteous.
没有一个人可以做足够的事情可以称义的。
Rather, everyone that God considers righteous is considered righteous because of their faith.
所以神所认为一个人是义人的，是因为他们的信心。
That was the memory verse that we read this morning.
这就是我们今天的经句背诵的经节。
By grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves.
你们是因着信而称义，而不是靠自己。
So, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 7.
第二章第四节到第七节，在以弗所书。
But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with Him, and seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages He might show the immeasurable riches of His grace and kindness toward us in Jesus Christ.
这就是以弗所书第二章第四节。然而，神既有丰富的怜悯。因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。第七节，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明可后来的世代看。
For those of us who are Christians,About the most important thing there is that we are saved by grace.
对基督徒来说，最重要的，我们是靠恩典得救的。
Because it is the hope we have for the future.
这就是我们将来的希望。
It is the only way we can be right with God.
这是我唯一能够跟神面前有好的关系的方法。
But I'm here today to tell you that God did not save us.For us.
我今天告诉你，神不是为了我们来拯救我们。
Yes, He saved us because of His great love for us, verse 4.
Yeah, 当然他是为了他的爱我们救了我们。
But He saved us to demonstrate His glory.
但他救我们是主要的是要彰显他的荣耀。
Verse 7 tells us that in the coming ages of eternity, God will demonstrate what grace looks like.Through those he has redeemed.
所以第七节说，神要借着他所拯救的人，让后面的人看到他的恩慈。
From the very beginning of history, God has been saving some by His grace.
自从有历史以来，神就因着他的恩典拯救了人。
In all throughout the countless ages of history, God has shown that He is gracious by.Taking unworthy sinners and making them righteous.
所以从历史上看出，神一直用他的恩典拯救不值得拯救的人。
Someday there will come a day when that program is finished.
有一天，神不再这样做了。
But for those of us who are saved, we will live on through into eternity because of what God has done for us.
我们因为神在我们身上所成就的，我们可以一直活下去。
And each of us will be a testimony. This is what God's grace looks like.
我们每一个人都是为神的恩慈做见证。
God saved this person, and He saved this person, and He saved this person.
所以神拯救每一个人。
And none of them deserved it.
没有一个人值得的。
Only because He is a gracious God.
就是因为神是有恩典的神。
And so for all eternity,For the countless ages.
所以从永远到永远，不同的各年代。
When so much time has gone by that all of the ages of human history look like an insignificant speck.
所以假如从永远来看，我们现在这一段只是一个很短暂的一段时间。
We will still be demonstrations of how gracious and merciful God is.
我们仍然是为神的恩典做见证的。
So God will glorify Himself by redeeming the righteous.
所以神为了要他的彰显他的荣耀，他去拯救那一些人变成义人。
But God not only glorifies Himself by saving us from sin.
但神不仅仅是为了因我们拯救我们而显得他的荣耀。
But by delivering them from other problems as well.
他也把我们从其他的问题当中拯救出来。
Psalm 106 verse 44.
是这个诗篇106篇。
From the beginning of time, God has been demonstrating that He is powerful by rescuing His own.
所以在有史以来，神把他的用他的大能来拯救人。
When God decided to send a flood to destroy the wicked of the world,
当神用这个 水灾来灭这个世界的时候，
One man found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
在神的眼里面有一个人蒙恩。
When God decided to reveal His promise to bless the world through the Messiah,
当神要用从弥赛亚来拯救世界的时候
，He decided to work for Abraham.
他决定要从亚伯拉罕身上来工作。
To bless him and make him a great nation.
所以他要祝福他，让他成为万国之父。
He took Israel down to Egypt and delivered that family from famine through Joseph.
他把他那个家从这个荒灾里面拯救出来，把他们搬到埃及去。
400 years later, he brought the children of Israel back out of Egypt with a strong hand.
400年以后，他用了大的能力把这些人从埃及里面带出来。
A small people was rescued from the most powerful nation in the world.
一个很少数的人从一个当时世界上最大的国家里面拯救出来。
Through events which were still talked about centuries afterwards.
所以这个事情那么伟大，多少年以后我们还在讨论。
These are just a few of the examples of how God has rescued His own.
这就是很多的例子之中一个，神怎样拯救属于他的人。
The psalmist summarizes this idea for us in Psalm 106.
所以诗人在106篇里面把这个做个总结。
Psalm 106, 44 to 47.
从44节到47节。
Nevertheless, he, God, looked upon their distress when he heard their cry. For their sake, he remembered his covenant and relented according to the abundance of his steadfast love. He caused them to be pitied by all who held them captive. Save us, O Lord, and gather us from among the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise.
然而他听见他们哀哭的时候，就眷顾他们的急难，为他们纪念他的约，照他丰富的慈爱后悔。他也使他们在凡掳量他们的人面前蒙连续。耶和华我们的神啊，求你拯救我们，从外邦中招聚我们，我们好称赞你的圣名，以赞美你为夸胜。
Now this psalm is a summary of Israel's history.
这一首诗篇 是用来做给以色列的历史做一个总结。
And he ends this survey of history, of the history of his people, by reminding us who God is.
他利用提醒他怎么拯救他的人来证明神是神。
Over and over again, the history of Israel demonstrates that God is the sort of God who rescues His people.
所以从以色列历史上很多次说神是拯救他们的。
And yes, he loves them, he pities them.
所以神爱是爱他们的。
But he does not save them just for them.
可是神并不是因为他们的缘故来拯救他们。
The psalmist ends with this prayer.
所以这个诗人在这里结束的时候有一个祷告。
That God would once again rescue his people.
说神会再一次拯救他的人。
And the purpose of this is so that his people will praise his holy name.
这目的是要他的人可以称赞他的名。
And ultimately, that all the peoples of the world would praise God's name too.
Yes, 因此让所有世界上的人都称颂神的名。
So at many, many points in history, God shows Himself strong and delivers and rescues those who are His own, so that they and others would glorify God.
So 在世界上不同的时间里面，神拯救不同的人，的整个的目的就是要人赞美神。
Now we've been talking about righteous people.
我们谈到了义人。
About those who are saved by grace.
这些都是靠恩典得救的人。
But we all know that not everyone will be saved.
我们也知道不是每一个人都得救。
But God will be glorified through the lost as well as through the saved.
可神也会借着那些失丧的人得到荣耀。
God will glorify himself through the wicked when he shows his power.
当神在恶人身上有施显权力的时候，神也在彰显他的荣耀。
Let me give you an example from the 10 plagues on Egypt.
让我给你一个例子，就是在埃及的所显的十灾。
When God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, he did so by many stupendous miracles.
所以当神要拯救以色列，借助摩西拯救埃及人的时候，以色列人的时候，他是借助这些奇迹。
And in Exodus chapter 9, God tells Pharaoh why he decided to do it this way.
在第九章，出埃及第九章，神告诉法老王他为什么这样子做。
If God could have just sent one plague to free the children of Israel.
因为神可以直接送去一个灾就可以把人拯救出来。
He knew exactly what it would take for Pharaoh to let the children of Israel go.
他知道要怎么样才能使法老王让以色列人离开。
He didn't send one plague, he sent 10.
他没有只送在差遣一个灾，他差遣了十个。
But he did that for a very specific purpose.
他这样子做是有特别的目的。
So Exodus chapter 9, verses 14 to 16.
第九章第十四节。
Then the Lord said to Moses, Rise up early in the morning and present yourself before Pharaoh and say to him, Thus says the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, Let my people go that they may serve me. For this time I will send all the plagues on you yourself and on your servants and on your people so that you may know that there is none like me in all the earth. For by now I could have put out my hand and struck you and your people with pestilence and you would have been cut off from the earth. But for this purpose I have raised you up to show you my power that my name may be proclaimed in all the earth.
Just continue. I'm not going to read that now.
The point, God tells Pharaoh, the king of what was then the most powerful nation in the world, I put you here.
这个就是说神要告诉人，是我把你们放在这里的。
Now, if anybody qualifies as a wicked man in the Bible, Pharaoh qualifies.
假如任何人是说他是恶人的话，在圣经里面所记载的法老就是恶人。
First of all, he never claimed to worship God in the first place.
首先，他根本从来不崇拜神的。
And as Pharaoh of Egypt, he thought he was a god himself.
因为他在埃及的，他只爱他自己。
So when Moses came to him and says, "God says, let my people go."
所以当摩西说神要让我们的人离开的时候。
He basically told Moses, "Get lost."
所以他就告诉摩西，你就出去吧。
I don't know you. I don't care about your God.
我不知道你是谁，我也不管你的神是谁。
And then when God demonstrated that he was powerful, Pharaoh simply ignored it.
所以当神向法老证明神是大有权力的。
Plague after plague decimated Egypt, and Pharaoh didn't care.
所以一个灾再经过一个灾，把整个的埃及都毁坏了，可是法老仍然不在意。
Even Pharaoh's magicians started to become afraid of the God of Israel, and Pharaoh didn't care.
甚至于法老的那些魔术家都害怕了，可是法老仍旧不怕。
And God tells Pharaoh, I put you in power so that I could show my power.
所以神告诉法老，我给你权力，去证明我自己有权力。
God says, if I'd wanted to, I could have sent a plague that would simply have destroyed all your people all at once, and then Israel would have been let go because there would be no one left alive to hold them.
所以神说，我假如要把你们的人都完全除掉。那就可以让以色列人走，没有人可以阻挡，我也可以这样做。
But I didn't do that because I wanted to show my power in the world.
我并没有那样做，是因为我要向世界证明我的权力。
God put Pharaoh where he was so that he would be stubborn enough for God to show his power through Israel.
所以神这样子做，让法老知道他拒绝以色列人走是多么的愚笨。
So God can glorify Himself even through the wicked by showing His power and judgment.
所以神可以甚至于利用恶人来证明他的权力。
But God will also glorify Himself through the wicked by demonstrating that His righteous judgment of sin.
所以神也借着恶人证明他定这罪，来证明他的荣耀。
Romans chapter 9, verses 22 and 23.
的罗马书却第九章。
What if God, desiring to show His wrath and make known His power, has endured with much patience vessels of wrath prepared for destruction, in order to make known the riches of His glory for the vessels of mercy, which He has prepared beforehand for glory?
所以这就是罗马书第九章二十三节到二十四节。
Paul is telling us that God has even allowed those who would be lost to live to demonstrate that He is a God who cares about sin.
所以神可以借助那些已失丧的人，让人家知道神是神。
My point is that in every person's case, God will be glorified in all that happens.
所以我的所要讲的就是在每一个事情上，神都可以证明他自己的权利。
Now, in many things that happen, we won't be able to directly say exactly why God will be glorified through this event.
很多事情都发生了，可是我们没有办法说是为什么这一件事情要发生。
We should expect that.
我们就接受。
God is, after all, much wiser than we are.
因为神要比我们聪明得多。
But in all that happens, everywhere, in all times, in all places, God is working everything out so that He will be glorified.
所以每一件事情所发生的都是让人知道神应该得荣耀。
The whole world revolves around God.
整个的世界都是围绕着神的。
The second principle is that God has manages His world in different ways at different times.
所以第二个原则，神控制这个世界在不同的时间、不同的地方。
He does not always have the same rules for everyone and in all places.
他不是在每一个地方对每一个人都有同样的规则。
Now, the best way I know to illustrate this is with the Sabbath.
所以我们可以从一个遵守圣日来讲，作为例子。
One of the Ten Commandments is remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
所以十诫之一是要遵守圣日为圣节。
And God commanded through Moses and through 1,000 years of Israel's history, the people of Israel needed to keep Saturday, the Sabbath, a special day dedicated to God.
所以神借着摩西告诉以色列人，多少千年以来要遵守礼拜六为圣日。
This was not simply a custom that the Israelites did just because that was their culture.
这并不是因为这是以色列人的文化，他们就这样子做。
This was a command from God, and God expected them to live by it.
这是神的诫命，神期待他们这样子做。
But God does not give that command to Christians today.
可是神在今天不把这个诫命放在基督徒身上。
In fact, Paul tells us also in the book of Romans that we don't need to worry about that anymore.
所以保罗在罗马书也告诉我们不需再顾虑这些事情。
Romans 14:5, I'll just quote it here. One person esteems one day as better than another, while others esteems all days alike. Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind.
这是罗马书十四章五节。
In other words, one person keeps the Sabbath, another person doesn't keep the Sabbath, and Paul says it really doesn't matter. If someone wants to keep the Sabbath, let him. If he doesn't, that's okay too.
所以另一句话说，保罗说，你愿意遵守圣日你就遵守，你不愿意就不要遵守，在他看来都无所谓。
I'm not going to take the time to explain why that changed. I'm just pointing out something changed.
我不用花时间告诉你这个为什么这样改变，我只是告诉你们这个改变了。
Like any wise manager, God deals with people with who they are and where they are in history.
So 神 管理在从历史上管理人就如同一个聪明的这个长上司管理人一样。
Now we're going to explore this point more in the coming weeks.
我们也许在未来我们会再讨论更多。
I want to get more into how things have changed in history, how God has dealt with people in different ways. But today I don't want to take the time to go into what those details are.
所以我今天不会再讲很花很多时间详细的讲神怎么样来改变人。
Just to say that God reserves the right to tell people what he wants to do and then to tell people something else if he wants to.
所以神证明他自己有权利，他叫人怎么样做就叫人怎么样做。
Now all through this, God is still the same God.
但这是同样的一个神。
God never changes.
神从来不改变的。
But...People change, and that's why sometimes the rules God gives them changes.
但人是改变的，所以有的时候神的规则会改变。
And whenever he does, he always makes sure to tell them so they know what to do.
当神改变的时候，他会告诉人们，说人知道。
A third principle of history is that God has revealed himself gradually over time.
所以第三个原则是神在时间里面慢慢的来告诉人。
So first of all, God manages the world for his own glory.
第一点，神控制这个，管理这个世界是为了他自己的荣耀。
Secondly, God manages the world in different ways at different times according to what is best for people.
所以第二点，神在不同的时间用不同的办法来管理是为了人的好处。
And third, God reveals himself gradually over time.
所以第三个是神在时间中慢慢的来告诉人。
God did not, on the very first day of history, tell Adam everything there was to know about God.
神没有在第一天就告诉亚当他应该对神所知道的每一件事。
And so, as time has gone on, God has told us more and more about himself.
所以当时间慢慢的演变以后，神让我们更对他更知道的多一点。
And so, today we know more about God than David did.
所以今天我们对神知道了解比以前的人要更多。
David knew more about the God than Moses.
因为大卫要比摩西对神认识的更多。
Moses knew more about God than Noah.
可是摩西比挪亚对神认识的要更多。
A couple of ways to demonstrate to show this.
我们可以用不同的方法来证明。
Jesus tells his disciples in John chapter 16 verse 12.
在约翰福音十六章十二节，神告诉他，耶稣告诉他的门徒。
He says, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he speaks. And he will declare to you the things that are to come.
所以这就是约翰福音十六章十二节。
The point is that Jesus tells his disciples, I've got more things I want to tell you, but I'm not going to say it right now.
这就是说耶稣告诉他的门徒们我有很多事情要告诉你可是我不现在都告诉你们
He'd already spent 3 years teaching them.
他已经花了三年来教导他们
And he's telling them, you don't have the whole picture yet. You don't have everything you need to know.
他告诉他们你还不知道所有的事你们都应该知道的事
I'm going to tell that to you later.
我以后会告诉你们
Also in Ephesians chapter 3
在以弗所书第三章
In Ephesians 3 verses 2 through 6
第二节到第六节
Actually for the interest of time let's make it verses 4 through 6
为了时间的关系我只念第四节到第六节
Ephesians 3, 4 to 6. When you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. This mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel.
这是第四节到第六节。
The point is that Paul tells the Ephesians, he says, there's something that you know that nobody else in history knew.
所以这里保罗告诉以弗所的人说，你们也知道很多事情，其他的人都不知道的。
And that's because God hadn't told anyone this yet.
因为神还没有告诉其他的人。
He's telling you now that the Gentiles are to be equals with Jews.
他现在告诉他，你们外邦人跟犹太人是相等的。
Members of the same body, the church.
我们都是在教会里面同一个身体的肢体。
And then Gentiles will also partake of the promises that Jesus Christ has.
所以这个外邦人也可以分享主耶稣基督的应许。
That's new.
这是新的。
Until Jesus came, it was always the case that Israel was God's chosen people and the others were not.
在耶稣来以前，人只知道以色列人是神拣选的选民，外邦人都不是。
But now God reveals something that He always intended to do. He intends to bring all people, regardless of where they come from, to be the people of God.
所以现在神告诉，神一向都想要告诉人的，就是他不管人是从哪里来，他们都可以做神的选民。
As a non-Jew, speaking to non-Jews, I'm very glad of that.
所以我很高兴，我自己不是犹太人，你们也不是犹太人，可以告诉你们这个好消息。
So, as you trace the pattern of history, we need to account for the fact that God has said more about Himself over time.
所以我们从这个历史上来，我们来寻找的话，我们知道神告诉我们的事情更多。
Now, up to this time, I've used the word God as manager. I've described God as manager several times.
到目前为止，我用这个神称神为管理者。
And it uses as an illustration viewing the way God governs the world as the way, say, a manager governs a business or something.
所以我用来就是说，神如何管理这个世界，就好像人如何管理公司一样。
And this is why I chose the scripture passage we read as a scripture reading today.
这就是为什么选了这些经节念给大家听。
Paul describes himself as a steward or a manager.
所以保罗形容他自己是个管家，或者是也是一个管理者。
Now a manager doesn't own the things he's managing.
管理的人他并不拥有他所管理的。
Someone else is the owner and he simply manages it for them.
别的人是这个主人，他只是替主人管理。Well,
this analogy is based on the idea that God is the actual owner of all things.
可是我们有一个原则，就是神是所有一切的主人。And
so anything God has given us are not just ours.
所以凡是神所给我们的，不仅仅只是我们的。
We are simply managing our lives and the things God has given us for God.
我们只是为了神来管理我们的性命，也管理神所给我们的一切。Now
Paul draws the illustration to himself as a minister of the gospel.
所以保罗用这个来形容他自己是福音的使者。But
he makes it clear it's not just something that applies to preachers.
所以他也讲得很清楚，这并不仅仅是他所要教导的。He
says, this is how one should regard us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it's required in stewards that they be found trustworthy. But with me it is a very small thing. I should be judged by you or by any human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself. I'm not aware of anything against myself. But I am not thereby acquitted. It is the Lord who judges me. Therefore, do not pronounce judgment before the time, but before the Lord comes, who will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness and disclose the purposes of the heart. Then each one will receive his commendation before God.
Where is that?
1 Corinthians 4:1.
刚刚念的是哥林多前书第4章第1节到第5节。
He says, he points out that God will one day judge or... Will evaluate every human being.
这里是说，将来有一天，神会管理并审判所有的人。And
the truth of what their life has really been like will be revealed.
也就是他们有关他们生命的真理，在那个时候神会显示给他们。
That's the evaluation that really matters.
这个是我们最重要的应该知道的。
But Paul's point is that he is simply a steward or a manager of what God has given him.
所以保罗的只是说他是把神所给他的来做的管理的。
Now a manager has one primary qualification.
做管理的人有一个更重要的条件
to do his job.
就是要好好的工作
As Paul puts it, it's required in stewards that one be found faithful.
所以保罗说这里做管理的人要对神信实
And so over time, God deals with people. He gives them responsibilities to manage his world.
所以从有历史以来神就把这个他所创造交给人来管理
Now, at various points, he gives them various kinds of responsibilities.
在不同的时间，他给他们不同的责任。
And he doesn't give the same responsibilities to every human being.
他不给每一个人都有同样的责任。
Now, some responsibilities are the same for everybody.
有一些责任是每一个人都应该有的。
Everyone must believe God and must obey God.
每一个人必须要信神，并且遵守神。
But others depend on who we are and where we are.
其他的不管我们不管我们是什么人，我们在哪里有不同的责任。
God told Noah to build a big boat.
所以神告诉挪亚去造一个舟，方舟。
He didn't tell me to build a big boat.
他没有叫我去造。
God told Moses to go deliver my people Israel.
神叫摩西去拯救以色列人。
He didn't tell me to do that.
他没有叫我去做。
So God gives different responsibilities to different people.
所以神给不同的人有不同的责任。
These are just a few principles about how God is working in history.
这就是给我们看一些神怎么样在历史上管理以色列人的这个原则。
Because the universe is all about God.
因为这个整个的宇宙就是属于神的。
Therefore, our lives are not about ourselves. Our lives are about who God is.
所以我们的生命不是只是我们自己，我们的生命是属于神的。
Because God manages His world in a certain way, we need to find out what that is and live by it.
所以神管理这个世界有不同的原则，我们需要把这个原则发掘出来。
Because God has spoken in history through His word.
因为神借着他的话语把历史上向人讲清楚
we should learn what it says.
所以我们应该学习他说的是什么
Because we ultimately are simply stewards of all that we have.
所以我们也是我们所有一切是我们所拥有的管家
God is the one who owns all things.
神拥有所有
And so we need to be responsible stewards of what God has given us.
所以我们要为神所给我们的做好的管家。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父
You are God.
你是神。
It is your glory that all things, for your glory that all things exist.
所有事情的存在都是为了你的荣耀。
It is for your glory that you even saved me.
因为你的荣耀，你拯救了我。
It is for your glory that you have spoken through your word.
是为了你的荣耀，我们要讲你的话语。
I pray that you would help each of us to be faithful stewards of all that you have given us.
求你帮助我们每一个人为你当作信实的管家。
I pray these things in Jesus' name.
我们靠主耶稣的名祷告 Amen. Amen.